Welcome to The Future of Finance, a podcast series by PwC, in which prominent finance professionals share their view on the future of the finance world. My name is Paul Lasseur. Today's guest is Gordon Toole. Gordon Toole is Global Head of Financial Planning and Analysis at Philips International.
It's super exciting. There's never been a better time, actually, to be in the function with the changes that we're going through. And we really try to share that with the teams.
Welcome, Gordon. You're from Ireland, aren't you?
Yes, yes, so, thank you.
And you have a year-long career at Philips now?
Well, indeed. I've been with Philips now close to 25 years. So that would perhaps call me a dinosaur, or I prefer a veteran in the company. Sure. And actually, I started back in France at a TV factory. In fact, was my first role, coming straight out of university in Ireland. And there I worked as a development controller, working on our TV products that we had at the time. And in the meantime, I've worked with our mobile phone business. I worked in the UK, I worked in Sweden, then back to France. And then actually for the last, almost 14 years, I've been in the Netherlands. I've worked in our corporate mergers and acquisitions team. I've worked in our research team. I've worked also for our personal care business. Those are our shavers.
Okay, and always in finance.
In finance.
Okay.
And then for the last 6 years, in fact, I've been at financial planning and analysis for the company.
So you've never worked for any other company for a quarter of a century. It's always been Philips.
Well, when you say it that way, Paul, it sounds very daunting, but yes. But it doesn't actually feel that way.
It was challenging all the way.
Absolutely. But it's been great. I mean, I've probably done about 10 different roles over those years in several different countries. And I've always feel that I've been on the move, always learning new skills, and very much as the company has evolved, as the function has evolved, I've been able to develop continuously with the function, which has been great.
Okay.
I've absolutely loved it.
Can you tell a bit about the transformation that the finance role has been through in, say, the past 15, 20 years? If you look back then, and if you look how it is now, what changes have you witnessed?
Yeah. Gosh, when I started at this TV factory in France, I mean, it really was a very focused finance team where all the activities took place in that team. There was, one computer system that ran that factory. And there were extremely cumbersome processes for a factory to deal with the distribution centers or the sales organizations. It was very cumbersome, manual transactions, processing invoices with stamps, writing up notes, retyping in transactions. So it was an extremely cumbersome process. The function, I think, was much more about bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
It was much more about reporting. And that was fine. That was fine in terms of telling the company.
It sounds a bit medieval.
Nowadays, absolutely. But and that was where we were at the time. But as a function,
only 20, 25 years.
Yeah,
ago.
Indeed. So we needed, as a function, to become much more relevant in terms of actually helping the business to develop. And I think if anything, the theme of this podcast about the future of finance, really in those last 20, 25 years, finance has evolved massively to become much more of an enabling function, really enabling the business to succeed. That's how we now like to position ourselves.
And in what way, for you personally, did that take place?
Yeah, actually, I would say through the different roles that I've had, I've been able to develop continuously, take on new skills, new experiences, etc. And I think in general, for anyone in the finance function, that has to be a key thing. You manage your career, you take on new skills, and you evolve with the function. What I've seen personally, what we've witnessed in Philips is we've become, you know, much more centralized as a function.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a much clearer view of the different families within the finance function. We understand now that there are, you know, teams of people doing accounting, teams doing mm-hmm. reporting and internal control, teams doing financial planning analysis. So that's my area. Also teams, what we call business partnering, so finance professionals sitting with teams of sales guys, marketing guys, production guys, helping them to make the best decisions. So really you see the function has evolved more specialized to become more effective, but actually the goal of that is to actually enable the business, you know, to make better decisions, to, you know, that we have a stronger overall business performance.
And would you say that Philips was ahead of the curve in sophisticating the finance function?
You know,
like the different families of finance that you describe?
You know, when I compare to a lot of our peers, I think we're well up there. We're in, let's say, the fast leaders in the function. There may be other companies who are maybe slightly ahead, maybe started 5 years before us. But in terms of what we've done, you know, how we manage our IT systems, how we steer our processes, our move to more centralization of our resources. We now have a global business service concept. We've moved, you know, a lot of our roles have moved to shared service centers, for example, in India. So those type of moves we've made in the last 10 years, and that has allowed the function, number one, to become, you know, more productive
mm-hmm.
And more efficient, which is, you know, just necessary that we contribute to the financial performance of the company. But the big win for us is that we become more effective, that our mm-hmm. processes become stronger, faster, actually more standard. So the scenario that I painted for you at the start of my career, you could imagine every factory or every sales organization had their own individual processes. So that lack of standardization makes it extremely difficult to do business.
So that's been a huge revolution for the company.
Absolutely. The more you can standardize, actually the more agile you become as a company. You can actually grow faster, because your processes are much more robust. And that's the journey we've been on, actually, in the last 10 years. Yeah.
Well, Philips itself has also been on a journey the last 10 years, I say, because they got rid of the consumer products and the lighting even. So it's all medical systems now.
Yeah.
And it's become much more a service-oriented company than selling products.
Yeah.
Like the television sets from France.
Yeah, absolutely.
They started the selling. I assume that's also brought along a great change for the finance functions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, obviously for the Dutch audience, of course, would be monitoring how Philips has evolved in recent years. And the finance function has had to evolve as well to be an enabler of that. And really, we're right in the heart of managing that pivot, you know, from a product focus, which is very transactional, to a much more solution service-oriented delivery. So you can imagine bundling together our products and selling them as a complete package to a hospital, doing a long-term deal, a 10-year partnership with a hospital where you need to anticipate, you know, what your portfolio is going to look like in 10 years. What are the different financial risks you're going to have to manage with that key customer for the next 10 years? New business models, subscription models, where perhaps instead of selling an MRI machine, you actually sell a service. That you, for example, we bill the customer based on the usage of that MRI device. So it's really a fantastic pivot we're making as a company, and the function has to learn how to do that, in fact. You know, the moving from transaction processing to much more of a partnership mentality with our customers.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think for Philips as a company, if you look at the role of technology and digitalization, artificial intelligence, I'm sure that also has had major impact on the way you do your job.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Technology, I mean, is an enabler. If we talk about our IT systems, I mean, that's all enabled by enhancements in technology. How our teams work together. So our teams are largely remote. I mean, you know, digital communications technology enable that. And in terms of what we want to do, we want to pivot away from just reporting the news. We want to actually talk about making the news. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we there and there,
like in France 25 years ago,
right? Absolutely,
that was just reporting how many sets went out and how much money came in.
Absolutely. So, to really, when we talk about new technologies that allow us to do self-serve reporting to our key business leaders, new trends in analytics, so making analytics available directly for, you know, directly, you know, practically in real time, so that our users can get access to their data. We're not fully on real time, but practically on real time, you get the information of your business performance. You don't have to wait until the end of the month to know what your sales are. You can practically see that day by day what your sales are doing. You can read this on your iPad. You can read this on your iPhone.
Will there be a moment that real time is possible?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. We're somewhat bound by the Gregorian calendar. We talk about monthly closes, etc. You know, these are just moments in time when we decide to close the books. We run our accruals, we run our provisions, and we decide this is the result. But real time is that at any moment in time, you can say, okay, here is my profit and loss at this moment in time. And that ability to see your real performance instantaneously actually gives you much more flexibility. And in terms of performance management, managing the performance of your business gives you many more options. Mm-hmm. The issue is not... technology in its own right is great. Analytics in their own right is great. But what's the purpose? The business environment has become much, much more volatile, much more dynamic. Mm-hmm. You know, many more competitors in the market, volatile marketplaces, as we see in the last couple of years. And a company's ability to manage its performance dynamically is what makes a difference. If we mm-hmm. see that a market is going really well, we should be able to decide, right, we're going to invest more promotion in that market immediately so we drive higher sales. If we see another market, it's going a bit slowly, we should pull investment because it's not going to serve any purpose. So it's our ability to get that information and make those decisions quickly, which will ultimately make a difference as we steer the business.
But if I get you right, that's also very demanding for all the boys and girls who start in a finance department at Philips. So I think the skills you ask from them are a lot. They need more qualifications, I think.
They do. And there's a couple of aspects to that in terms of how do my role as a leader in the Philips finance leadership, and I think all, you know, my peers will have the same concerns. How do we accompany our teams on that transformation journey? And we've, you know, largely taken in people with finance backgrounds in recent years, but those are not necessarily the skills we need to succeed in the future. In terms of running our analytics, we need people with more technological skills or IT skills.
Not communication skills.
I mean, it's
not just mathematics. I mean, the computer will take care of that.
Yeah, indeed.
In time.
But we need to program the computer and we need to understand what's in the computer. So it's accompanying our teams, training them up on those skills, getting them work experience, working on projects that they understand how it works. Communication actually is an extremely important point. And if we look at the role the finance leaders play in a management team, it's actually translating a business dynamic into make it financially sensible.
Playing that back.
We oftentimes see ourselves as storytellers. Can you tell the story of business performance in financial terms? Do you understand the key drivers of your business performance? And that is a communication, and it is about taking a lot of data, synthesizing that data, and really making it relevant and making it understandable for the business users. And really that it drives decision making. Again, the analogy, if you're just looking in the rearview mirror at what has happened in the past, it doesn't tell you anything about, you know, you're driving the car forward. And how do you make the best decisions as quickly as possible? That's what we're trying to achieve.
So yeah, it's much more strategically driven.
It is. I think strategic. I think it's much more outcome driven. It's about driving performance. A lot of our transactional work, as you mentioned, will be taken care of by the systems. You know, we see that with the internet revolution. You don't need to type in transactions anymore. We should have end-to-end process flows from purchase order to payment, these type of things. So transactions should become much more automated. Our reporting and our analytics should also become much more automated, but we will still need to tweak the algorithms. We still need to check that the analytics are giving us the right outcomes. So there will be a continuous maintenance, but it will be much more about interpretation. Mm-hmm. How do you take the outcomes of the analytics? How do you advise? How do you advise the business stakeholders on the right course of action so that we ultimately drive strong performance?
Yeah. And of course, you have to know what data to look for.
Absolutely.
the data will come flooding in.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
There is, I mean, we've seen that with the multiplication of data sources. You know, our ability as human beings to process that information, it's not possible. We need the help of technology to process the information and ultimately that we steer the right outcomes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But would you go as far as saying that the finance role will be a much more a technological function?
I wouldn't go that far. I think that human component of really understanding the business dynamic, being able to explore options with the different stakeholders is extremely important. So when you say strategic, I see it much more as an advisory role. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's really the top of the pyramid. That all the transactional processing, the reporting, and the analytics that feed into that strong insight, that all needs to be worked through. So it's there will be a stronger technology component, but ultimately towards the business stakeholders, we need to remain relevant, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I think there will remain a strong human component.
Okay, so it's been quite a journey for the past 25 years.
Yeah,
for you personally, but also for the role of finance professionals, I think, at the company. If you look ahead for another 5 years, will the developments take place in the same pace as we've seen, or will there be an acceleration of these developments?
You know, I think we've moved extremely quickly. If I look at Philips, we've moved extremely quickly in the last 10 years. I see that continuing. And I see us, in particular, when it comes to digital, the work we're doing on analytics, I see that accelerating. And we need to drive that. I think our teams, that you asked that question earlier about accompanying our teams, we really are focused now on driving the capabilities of the teams, digital capabilities, analytics, and also taking the team on that journey towards these new business models, that we're getting them involved in those projects, that they're learning about those. That's where we need to accelerate.
Is that hard? To take your employees along,
I mean, you could also say
we'll have to get in all millennials. We have to get them on board, and they're probably more fit for this kind of function. Maybe,
gosh, you know, yeah. I mean, I think we do have to look at our intake. You know, more IT professionals, perhaps people have data science degrees, people who have different perspectives on life and not just people who have learned financial accounting or management accounting. That's to, let's say, to broaden the capability base in the company. I think, you know, in the short term to change the capabilities of a team, you don't do that on the short term. It takes time. At Philips, we talk about strategic workforce planning, that we try to understand what capabilities we need the team to have in 5 years from now, and then we work a plan. But over those 5 years, we put programs in place.
And that involves intake and the education.
Of course,
that involves
intake. We've you know, a very clear finance curriculum that we work on. And yes, I mean, the basics about accounting and control, that's a core. But we also talk about process excellence. I mean, quality and process excellence are key within a function to improve. Digital analytics and solutions, as I've mentioned, these are key parts of our curriculum that we're feeding into the team.
Okay, but for dinosaurs, as you called yourself at the beginning of this conversation, or veterans, there's also work to be done.
Well, indeed, and that's where I think there has to be, you know, a continuous and healthy dialogue with our teams. With our social partners, that we work together on building the capabilities of the team, and I think that's a healthy dialogue. When we talk about the future of the company, when we talk about the future of finance, it's super exciting. There's never been a better time, actually, to be in the function with the changes that we're going through. And we really try to share that with the teams and make them part of that journey.
Thank you very much for this conversation and for your story. Thank you for listening to The Future of Finance, a podcast series by PwC about the changing role of finance. My guest was Gordon Toole. He's Global Head of Financial Planning and Analysis at Philips International. Curious about the future of the financial function? Please listen to the other podcasts in this series at pwc.nl/futureoffinance.